Blog Talk Radio.
A year ago, my life had collapsed around me. I'd worked myself into exhaustion. My father died suddenly, and my relationships were in turmoil. Little did I know at the time, out of my greatest despair was to come the greatest gift.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Step Into Your Power with Fianna. I am your host, Fianna Sharon Huff, and today is August 5th, 2014. And I have a very special guest on the show this morning. Her name is Danita Hayes. She is a managing broker at Blue Sky Realty. She's been in the real estate business for 10 years. She is a devoted wife and mother of three, and my childhood classmate and girlfriend. And so I just want to welcome Ms. Hayes onto the line this morning.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Wonderful. So I'm really excited about this. We had actually, when I first started talking about the show, I asked you and a couple of my other girlfriends via social media what would be a great time for having a show, and you suggested Tuesday because it's just before that hump day, and it'll help you to get through the rest of the week. And so here we are, and we're going to get started with some questions. I have a lot of questions for you, and I know that the answer that you give will provide a lot of information and insight for my listening audience. So the first question is, when you were a child, when we were going to Rosemont and also to Norvie High School, did you dream of about becoming a realtor, getting into the real estate business?
You know, I can't say that I did. I think I've always known, though, as a child that I was going to be some type of businesswoman, but not necessarily knowing what type. I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit in me, so being in real estate is definitely just like having your own business. You build your brand. You help others. I just think that it's my purpose, and this is why God put me here. I can't say that was what I dreamed of being as a child, but definitely I had an entrepreneurial spirit. I mean, as a little girl, I would go door-to-door selling flowers to people that I would pick from other people's yards. So my mom would tell you that story. It's just something that's always been in me, and I think that with real estate, though, it's just so fulfilling. So I'm just honored and blessed that God chose me to take this path in life.
Now, is that what you went to school for, or how did you get into real estate?
Well, I actually went to Virginia State University, and I graduated with a degree in English and mass communications. And then after that, I went to Averett University and got a master's in business administration. I don't know, Fiona, it was just like one day a light came on and said, you're going to sell real estate. And I did. I went to the school to get my real estate license, and it just took over. But one thing I can say, though, everything that I have learned from my education to all of my previous jobs, everything that I've learned up until this point, when I'm selling real estate, it all comes into play and it all works together. So everything that I have learned, all of my education, everything, it just all comes into play when I'm selling real estate. The English, you know, definitely the master's in business, because you're pretty much running your own business and you have to use all of those skills that you learned during that time when, you know, when I was getting my master's, so in business administration. So everything I've done and learned up until this point definitely comes into play when I'm selling real estate.
Now, what is the process like of selling a house?
Well, a lot of people, I think they don't realize how much detail and everything that realtors go through. A lot of people look at this profession as, oh, it's glamorous. You just get to show houses all day. But that's not necessarily, that's definitely not the case. I mean, you start with somebody. I could start with a new client today, and we would go through the process for at least 3 months. And during that process, we actually become close. Most of my client friends, because we're going through a very tedious process together, and I'm there with them to hold their hand throughout the process from beginning to end. But, I mean, the first thing that you want to do when you're ready to purchase a home or even thinking about buying a home, you want to get a pre-qualification letter. And that's where, you know, I would probably send you to my preferred lender, which is Chris Hayes at Old Virginia Mortgage, of course. He's really good. He's been doing this for 10 years as well. And what he'll do is he would go ahead and run your credit and give you the pre-qualification. He's going to look at your credit. They're going to look at your income to determine how much of a house that you qualify for. A lot of times I may get individuals who are not quite ready based on their credit score. And what he does is he'll look at the credit score and he'll tell you what you can do to increase your credit score so that you can be in a position to buy. So that's really good. We also have people that we work with who do credit repair. A good colleague of mine, Chola Wilkins, she does credit repair. She has a credit repair business so that she, when we have individuals who are not ready, we send them over to her and she will help them to get their credit up to where it needs to be. And then once you get the pre-qualification letter, pretty much the next process is that we find the house. Once we find the house, you know, we put in the offer. I would negotiate the offer for you because at the end of the day, I want to make sure that my buyer gets the best deal, you know, the best deal for the money. And so we would negotiate the offer. I would write the contract, negotiate the offer. We would get a home inspection because whenever you purchase a home, you want to make sure you get that home inspected. You can't always see everything that's wrong with the house when you're just looking at it with the naked eye. Well, we'll get a home inspector to come in and inspect the property from the roof all the way to the crawl space, and they will tell you everything that's wrong with that property. And then at that point, we would decide if this is the house that you still that you really want. And I would make sure in the contract we would put a contingency in the contract. It would be contingent upon the home inspection. So if for some reason this house, you know, something that we couldn't see before is just totally a terrible home for you to get into, then you can get out of the contract. And from there, and not to go into too many details, but I just make sure that everything goes smoothly. I make sure that the title work is completed through the title company or the closing attorney. And I'm just there to hold your hand throughout the process, make sure you get everything that you need to get over to your lender so that they can finish out the final approval of your loan. And then I'm there with you for the walkthrough inspection and the closing. I just, you know, hold your hand throughout the whole process just to make sure everything goes smoothly.
Wow, that's a very, and I, like you mentioned, you know, without going into too much detail, but yet you did give quite a bit of detail. And I'm over here sitting like, wow, that's a lot. It is, and that can, that for some may be intimidating in itself, you know, just what you laid out. How do you help people to get over the anxiety of just the process and just how intense and how much it is?
Well, the best way and what I do is I let my clients know that I'm there with them throughout the entire process. Basically, everything that I just mentioned to you, so they're not actually there having to contact this person, contact that person. I'm the one who's in the middle. I'm the person who's in between the lender, in between the closing attorney and or the title company, in between the home inspector. I even go as far as getting quotes for my clients for their homeowners insurance because now if they're a first-time home buyer, they've never had homeowners insurance. So now we've got to find you a good homeowner's insurance policy. And I even have an insurance background, so I can pretty much tell them, you know, oh, yeah, this is a good deal for the amount of coverage that you're getting. So I'm just there with them, and I try not to make the process over. Well, it's not overwhelming for them because we handle one thing at a time, and I'm, like I said, I'm the person in between making sure everything is done, and I just hold my client's hand throughout the entire process so that they don't feel overwhelmed.
Now, for somebody who knows financially and because of their credit that they are not in a position to purchase a home, but they have a desire to be a homeowner, what would you suggest that they do? Should they start, you know, of course, trying to repair their credit, or should they at least, you know, reading up about homeownership and what it takes to be a successful homeowner? You know, what would you suggest for those persons?
Well, I would suggest that, you know, if you could contact me, 757-478-9836. But the first thing, what I would do is I would go, even if they're not ready and they know that their credit is not ready, the first thing we need to do is send them to the preferred lender so that he can look at the credit, because it's just like he's a credit doctor, and he has to look at your current situation, because everybody's situation is different. And he has
right.
to give you the diagnosis and tell you what you need to do, and then give you prescribed medication to tell you what you need to do in order to get ready. Because a lot of times people figure, oh, well, my credit is bad, I'm just going to pay this off, or I'm going to pay that off. Well, you need to talk to a lender, a mortgage professional, because what you're thinking that may need to be paid off, or what you're thinking your credit score needs to be, may not be so. So you want to speak to a lender so that he can look at the credit and tell you what you need to do so that you're not spinning your wheels or doing unnecessary things. That's the first. That would be my suggestion. And then once he looks at the credit.
And the significance of homeownership.
Well, the major benefit is that it's yours. Nobody can come and take it from you, you know, as long as you pay your mortgage. But if you
Are
pay
you there?
Rent, hello? Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hey, can you hear me? Hello, did I lose you?
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
I'm here.
Okay, I'm not sure what that was, but we are going to continue. See, somebody needs to hear this information. They need to know about home ownership, so that's why this is happening. But we're just going to continue.
Hello?
Okay, Danita, as I was asking you, what are the benefits and significance of home ownership?
Well, basically, the biggest and most important benefit is the fact that it's your home. No one can take it from you. It's just a huge investment. It's a great tax write-off, but I'm sorry, tax deduction. So at the end of the year, when you're doing your taxes, the interest that you pay on your home is a tax deduction. It's just a great benefit. It's an investment for you. It's an investment for your family. It's something that will always be there. And then even if you decide to sell, if you build the equity up in your home, you can even make money off of it. So it's just a win-win situation. It's just such a better benefit to buying versus renting, because with renting, you're just pretty much throwing your money away. You see no return on your investment at all when you rent a home as opposed to purchasing one.
Now, how old were you when you purchased your first home?
Wow. My husband and I, we were 25 years old when we purchased our first home. It was a townhouse, and we lived there for 10 years, and now we rent that home out, and we are landlords. So that's another benefit of it. You know, maybe your first home may not be your dream home, but who knows, you know, when you're ready to purchase another home, then maybe you could rent that home out and make a profit on it. And so that's kind of like what we did when we first purchased our first home. We were 25. It was a townhouse. And now, you know, we moved on to something else, and now we rent that home out as an investment property.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, you mentioned your husband. All three of us, we went to school together, and he works with you. How is that having your husband to work alongside with you in your career?
I think it's awesome because I have a very good insight on what's going on with my clients and, you know, their deals when it comes to them purchasing a home, because if the loan officer is right there beside me, I can say, what's going on? What's going on with him? What's going on with her? You know, we need to get it together. But, I mean, we work really well together when we do have transactions that we're working on together. I mean, he's very insightful. He has a lot of knowledge about mortgages. You know, I learn from him. He learns from me. It's just a win-win situation. We're a good team.
Powerhouse team. That's what I like.
Yeah, you can say that, powerhouse team.
And, of course, you have three wonderful children. How is life as a wife, and how do you balance it all with a successful career?
Well, I mean, yeah, my kids, they are truly a blessing to me from God. I would have to say the way that I balance everything is just by prioritizing. I know that when you prioritize, everything just falls into place. It's always God first, my family, and then my career. So when I keep that principle, everything usually falls into place.
Amazing. And so I don't want to assume that's how you step into your power, but I'm going to ask you, how do you step into your power?
I step into my power daily by motivating myself, by praying, and staying grounded in his word. But you do have to encourage yourself. It's okay to look in the mirror every morning and say, you know what, I'm going to sell a house today, or whatever your career is, or whatever it is that you want to accomplish, look in the mirror and say, I'm going to do this today. I am good enough, and I can do it. And I think that's a lot of what people need to do, is to encourage themselves and motivate themselves, because you won't always get it from others, but you can definitely encourage yourself and motivate yourself to do and to achieve whatever goals that you want to achieve in life.
Right. And again, I want to thank you for coming onto the show, and I once again want you to give my listening audience your contact information so that they can be able to reach out to you if they have any questions. And if it's with your approval, I also want to post your information on the event page and on my Step Into your Power page so that, you know, they can contact you.
Oh, absolutely. My telephone number is area code 757-478-983. My website, if you want to reach out to me on my website, it's www.salesuffolkrealestate.com, which is spell S-A-L-E, Suffolk, S-U-F-F-O-L-K. And also my email address is N-U-M-B-A, the number one, A-G-N-T, at yahoo.com. So that's number one agent at yahoo.com.
Okay, if you all didn't get that information, you can check it out on my